Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece of content, a single line of text repeating the word foreign multiple times. Let's dive in.
Intriguing. What could be the meaning behind this seemingly simple string of words? It starts with city and then repeats foreign, almost like a mantra.
Exactly. The juxtaposition of city with foreign immediately sparks a sense of contrast, you know? A city, typically a hub of familiarity, is being linked to something inherently outside of that familiar space. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. Is it perhaps commenting on the increasingly globalized nature of urban spaces? Cities are melting pots, attracting people and cultures from all over the world. Maybe this repetition emphasizes that foreign element.
I see. Interesting. That's a valid interpretation. The sheer repetition of foreign amplifies its presence, almost as if the text is trying to highlight, to really drive home the point, that the concept of foreignness is pervasive, even within the supposedly defined boundaries of a city.
Got it. But then there's that thank you tucked in the middle, almost like an afterthought. That throws a wrench in things, doesn't it? How does gratitude fit into this narrative of city and foreign?
Good point. Maybe it suggests an acknowledgement or appreciation of this foreign influence. Perhaps a recognition of the richness and diversity that these outside influences bring to the urban landscape.
Or could it be ironic? A sarcastic thank you for the perceived disruption caused by the influx of foreign elements.
Ooh, that's a fascinating, slightly darker take. It introduces a whole new layer of complexity, suggesting possible tensions or anxieties surrounding cultural exchange within urban environments.
It's quite ambiguous, isn't it? Open to multiple interpretations. And then it ends abruptly. No punctuation, just foreign hanging in the air.
Yes, that abrupt ending adds to the sense of unease, don't you think? It's as if the concept of foreign lingers, unresolved, almost like a question mark.
It's almost as if the text itself embodies the constant influx and evolution of urban spaces, always changing, always adapting, always becoming more foreign.
Absolutely brilliant. That's such a profound insight. This seemingly simple text opens up a whole world of discussion about urban identity, cultural exchange, and the ever-shifting boundaries of belonging. It makes you wonder what the creator's intent was.
I know. It truly highlights how even a few words, when strategically placed, can evoke such rich and varied interpretations.
Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our discussion. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating exploration of city, foreign, and everything in between. Until next time.
Goodbye.